I'm in it for the long run. The minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run. The hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run. The laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run. Even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney, and I am in it for the long run. Welcome back to this series of programs where we're trolling through my more than 60 years in the musical world. And the last time we were listening to Hal Ketchum, wonderful singer from Texas, with his hits Past the Point of Rescue and Small Town Saturday Night. And Hal had another wonderful record. It was called Mama Knows the Highway. And it was written by two new writers to the Forerunner collection of writers, Pete Wozner and Charles John Quarto. And Pete's a wonderful piano player. He played on Iris DeMent's Infamous Angel record. He played on Hal's record. He played with Vince Gill and still plays with Vince Gill, played with Vince for many years. A great, what I call a groove piano player. And Charles John Quarto is a lyricist and wrote a wonderful song called Grapes on the Vine that Waylon Jennings had. And this is their song that Hal had a very successful record with called Mama Knows the Highway.
Mama knows the highway by the song. When she hears a good one, she always sings along. She don't ever worry about what's gone. She says, good country music will never steer you wrong. She talks to the truckers with the lights. Maybe just a little bit more on Saturday night. She knows a good road to paradise. That's just enough to keep the highway bright. Yeah, Mama knows the highway now by heart. She can see the rain before it starts. Clear through a windshield full of stars. Mama knows the highway now by heart. She can tell Wyoming by the wind. She can tell another trucker by the rain. She knows how to watch the river bend. She knows where the real south begins. Well, Mama knows the highway now by heart. She can see the rain before it starts. Looking clear through a windshield full of stars. Mama knows the highway now by sign. Little old places always share the grand design. Mama knows the highway now by heart. She can see the rain before it starts.
Mama knows the highway now by heart. Mama knows the highway, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There goes Hal Ketchum. Mama Knows the Highway. Song he wrote, he didn't write, Pete Wasner and Charles John Quarto wrote that song. And here's another one of Pete's songs that he wrote with Vince Gill. It was a big, successful record for Vince. Don't Let Our Love Go Slipping Away.
Solve a problem. Well, it's almost dawn. Ain't no time for sleeping if our love is wearing thin. 'Cause I ain't giving up, you ain't giving in. Don't let our love start slipping. Love starts
That's Vince Gill with Don't Let Our Love Start Slipping Away, that Vince wrote with Pete Wasner, who was our newer forerunner writer. And at this time, having artists like Vince Gill or Hal Kitchum or Garth Brooks to sing your songs was a great bonus for a writer. These people were really musical and had high standards for songs. And at 4Runner Music, we were blessed with having this combination happening for us at this time. And another wonderful artist at the time was coming up was Trisha Yearwood. And actually, she had been in she's from LaGrange, Georgia, as is Pat Alger. And Pat had a little band called the Algerians and that played around town. And we used that band for his demos as well. And Trisha started singing backup with Pat, basically because they knew each other from the same town in Georgia. And as soon as I heard Trisha, you know, I knew that she was going to be a very, very important artist and a wonderful singer, just a good singer of a song. And here's a song that Pat Alger and Garth Brooks wrote together, Like We Never Had a Broken Heart.
Don't be afraid to hold me tight. You know I won't break into what we're doing here tonight. Sure beats what we're going through. We both loved and lost before. You know the sadness it can. Tonight, let's close the door and hold on to the nearest thing. Let's keep hanging on so we won't fall apart. Let's make so we won't fall apart.
Tricia Yearwood there with the song that Pat Alger and Garth Brooks wrote for her. And, of course, you can hear Garth Brooks singing harmony with her, and they ultimately became husband and wife. I don't know if that song was the first opening salvo in that romance, but it certainly sounds like it to me. And they are a great couple. And so Forerunner Music was having a big time at this point in our lives. It was a lot of fun. It was very satisfying. These are records that I can listen to today and songs I can listen to today 20 years later or more and still find that they hold up. There's good quality there. There's good quality in the writing and there's very good quality in the singing. You know, Tricia Yearwood there, so many female singers today seem to be shouting. That seems to become the style. She was singing that song, and to me, there's a big difference, and so I value it. So, as I say, I was having a very good time with the publishing company, but I was also not neglecting the other side of my life, which was to record people that maybe weren't going to be on the charts, but were extremely great artists and people that I loved. And, of course, one of them was Pat McLaughlin, who I'd made a record with earlier. And there was a very good young engineer over at Jack Clements named David Ferguson. And Fergie and I decided one day that it was time for Pat to make another record. And we corralled him into Jack Clements' studio. And here's one of the, we made a record called Party at Pat's. It was a good party record. But this is the song that I particularly love from that session, and it's a country song, and it's called Burning Memories.
I light up my lantern for another night. This old heart of mine ain't feeling right. Seems like all old lovers get to be bad news. The ones you try so hard to hold, you turn around and lose. Burn. Memories is to feel the flame of a love grown cold, no one to blame. Wishful thinking, things were still the same. I'm burned. Just to feel the flame. Right outside my window in a blue street light, a couple slowly walking home and holding tight, while my arms are aching and it's not my turn. Just a few more memories I've left to burn.
of a love grown cold. No one to blame. Wishful thinking, things were still the same. I'm burning memories just to feel the flame. I'm burning memories just to feel the flame.
Ah, that is soulful, soulful, soulful. Pat McLaughlin with Pebble Daniel and Claude Hill singing harmonies with Pat. What a soulful trio that was. And I just love that song. I'm wishing Joe Tex had recorded it. I love, or, you know, George Jones or someone. It, to me, country music and soul music are very much the same, two sides of the same coin. And Pat has it. So I'm very happy. That's on an album that came out in Italy, actually, on Appaloosa Records, called Party at Pat's. And another person with so much soul that is oozing out of his pores is Peter Rowan. And, of course, Peter and I go way back to 1964 when we were playing together with Bill Keith. And then we went to Italy many times in the 80s as a trio. And Bill and Peter, of course, played with Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys for a couple of years and had absorbed so much of Monroe's music and his energy. Peter had accumulated a lot of songs that he wrote with Bill Monroe in mind. Laurie Lewis joined him on this album, a very wonderful album, which he called Bluegrass Boy, and this is the title. At the time this was going on, Monroe was in his final months on Earth, and we knew it, and we were aware of it, and this song is Peter's real farewell to Monroe.
Goodbye, my bluegrass boy. Put away your little toys. All the stars in the heavens, we will count them. Hush the fiddle, hush the bow, mandolin, guitar, banjo, all is sleepy from the schoolhouse to the mountain. Hush-a-bye, now don't you cry while I sing this lullaby. All is peaceful now, spread her mantle. Stars are blinking one by one. Now your busy day is done. Close your eyes in the light of this candle. Dawning of can you with joy, my bluegrass boy? And the bird is on the wing, melodies upon the wind will be songs for you to sing, my bluegrass boy.
There go Peter Rowan and Richard Green playing out on Peter's Bluegrass Boy, his farewell to Bill Monroe. And Bill, in fact, died shortly after this album came out. And it was, I just thought it was a beautiful way to say goodbye to Bill. We all got an awful lot out of his music and his friendship and his mentorship. He taught us so much, myself, Bill Keith, and Peter Rowan, and Richard Green, and so many others. So I thought Peter did a beautiful thing there, and I was happy to be a part of it. Now, a wonderful thing happened about this time. I was having my 50th birthday party every year. I did this for about 10 years. And at one of my parties, there were great musical gatherings at the wonderful Station Inn Club in Nashville, my favorite place to play in Nashville. And at this particular 50th birthday party, Nancy Griffith was there, and she and Emmylou Harris sang this great Kate Wolfe song, Across the Great Divide.
I've been walking in my sleep, counting troubles instead of counting sheep. Where the years went, I can't say. I just turned around and they've gone away. And I've been sifting through the layers, dusty books and faded papers to tell a story I used to know, and it was one that happened so long ago. It's gone away yesterday. Now I find myself on the mountainside, where the rivers change direction across the great divide. Now I heard the owl calling softly as the night was falling, with a question, and I replied, but he's gone across the borderline. He's gone away yesterday. Now I find myself on the mountainside, where the rivers change direction across the great divide. Tower that I have seen is the one that comes between the edge of night and the break of day. It's when the darkness rolls away and it's gone away yesterday. Now I find myself on the mountainside, where the rivers change direction across the great divide. And it's gone away yesterday. Now I find myself on the mountainside. It's where the rivers change direction across the great divide.
Well, what a wonderful birthday present that was, to have Nancy Griffith joined by Emmylou Harris singing that great Kate Wolf song. That was a really special moment for me, and as it turned out, for Nancy as well. And shortly after that, she brought me over and sat me down and said that she had a real idea to make an album again. And we had not done anything for several years after the first two records we did with for Rounder Records, Once in a Very Blue Moon and Last of the True Believers. Nancy went on to record for MCA Records, where I wasn't going to be allowed to produce her anymore. That's the way it is sometimes, and you just have to accept these things. But I was so happy that Nancy was, she was with Elektra Records now, and she was kind of free to do what she wanted to do. So she came up with this idea, and the album's title became called Other Voices, Other Rooms. And I must say, it's maybe the best piece of work I've done, and certainly one of the best pieces of work Nancy has done. Very proud of this record. So that was the first song that we did on the record. And here's another one. And Nancy had started singing this song after hearing John Prine's version of it, and has kind of made it her own. Speed of the Sound of Loneliness.
Come on big when you're feeling small. You come home straight and you come home curly. Sometimes you don't come home at all. So what in the world's come over you? And what in heaven's name have you done? You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. I got a heart that burns with a fever, and I got a worried and a jealous mind. Well, how can a love that'll last forever I get left so far behind? So what in the world's come over? What in heaven's name have you done? You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. Sorrow, it's crossed the evil line today. How can you ask about tomorrow? But we ain't got one word to say. So what in the world's come over you? What in heaven's name have you done? You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. So what in the world's come over you? And what in heaven's name have you done? Broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. You're out there running just to be on the run. You're out there running just to be on the run.
Nancy Griffith there with John Prine's Speed of the Sound of Loneliness, and John was singing with her on that, and the unmistakable guitar sound of Philip Donnelly, who by this point was living back in Ireland, and we recorded that particular track in Dublin. And I've just felt that Nancy had some special relationship to that song and still feel that way. And here's another song she felt very personal about, and it was Townes Van Zandt's Tecumseh Valley. And I'd always loved this song. Jack Clement recorded it a long time ago. He also had recorded it with Bobby Bear, the country singer, and it was certainly one of my favorite songs of Townes's. And Nancy just identifies with the character in the song and gives it everything she has in this performance. It's quite remarkable.
The name she gave was Caroline, daughter of a miner, and her ways were free. And it seemed to me the sunshine walk beside her. She came from Spencer across the hill. She said her pa had sent her, 'cause the coal was low, soon the snow would turn the skies to winter. She said she'd come to look for work. She was not seeking favors for a dime a day and a place to stay. She turned those hands to labor. But the times were hard, Lord, and the jobs were few all through Tecumseh Valley. She asked around, and a job she found tending bar at Gypsy Sally's. She saved enough to get back home. Spring replaced the winter, but her dreams were denied. Her pa had died. The word come down from Spencer. So she turned to whoring out on the streets with all the lust inside her. And it was many a man returned again to lay himself beside her. They found her down beneath the stairs that led to Gypsy Sally. And in her hand when she died was a note that cried, "Fare thee well, Tecumseh Valley."
Performance there by Nancy Griffith. She had tears in her eyes at the end of that, and all I could do was go in and give her a hug. It was just a remarkable moment. And she was joined on that, as you can tell, by Arlo Guthrie, who also gave it something very extra to me. It just gave that line about she took to Horan. It was just a great way to do that song. And beautiful playing by Stuart Duncan. All through this album, everybody seemed to understand that we were doing something special. It wasn't just another record. And this next cut was an opportunity for me to get back together with an old friend, Bob Dylan. And I thought for a moment that he had heard, we did Boots of Spanish Leather. And somehow or another, I don't know how this happened, but he heard it and volunteered to put his harmonica on it. And I said, well, that would be great. Get to see him after all these years. But that was not to be. We sent the tape out to him in California, and he did put his harmonica on it. So it was a long-distance reunion. But it really is something else. Here it is, Boots of Spanish Leather.
Oh, I'm sailing away, my own true love. I'm sailing away in the morning. Is there something I can send you from across the sea? From the place where I'll be landing. There's nothing you can send me, my own true love. There is nothing I'm wishing to be owning. Just carry yourself back to me unspoiled. From across that lonesome ocean. Oh, but I just thought you might want something fine, made of silver or of golden. Harbor from the mountains of Madrid, or from the coast of Barcelona. If I had the stars of the darkest night and the diamonds from the deepest ocean, I'd forsake them all for your sweet kiss. That's all I wish to be owning. Oh, I might be gone a long old time, and it's only that I'm asking. Is there something I can send you to remember me by, to make your time more easy passing? How can you ask me again? Well, it only brings me sorrow. All the same thing I would want to do. I would want again tomorrow. Oh, I got a letter on a lonesome day. It was from his ship a sailing, saying I don't know when I'll be coming back again. It depends on how I'm feeling. If you, my love, must think that away, I'm sure your mind is a roaming. I'm sure your thoughts are not with me, but with the country where
going. So take heed of the western wind. Take heed of stormy weather. And yes, there is something you can't send back to me. Spanish boots of Spanish leather.
Spanish boots of Spanish leather with Bob Dylan on the harmonica himself. Long distance, but it was very effective, I must say. A minimalist kind of a Zen approach to the harmonica, but it was perfect for the song. And so many good things happened around this album. And for me personally, one of the most exciting ones was that I got to meet Chet Atkins. And I had admired his work for so many years. And the first time I heard Chet was on the radio. He was back in the 50s. He was playing with the Carter family, Maybelle Carter and her daughters, on a radio show in Knoxville, Tennessee, that I was able to listen to on the CBS radio network. And then he came to Nashville with them, and that's how he got started. And Nancy wanted to do this Carter family song, Are You Tired of Me, My Darling? And so Chet came over, and he didn't have an entourage. He carried his own guitars. He came in, he unpacked, he told a couple of jokes, and then we ran the song down, and of course he knew it by heart. And Nancy is a very good guitar player, and she had a certain way of doing it, and he listened to that, and he said, well, you do that, and I'll just back you up. And she started to protest, like, well, you're Chet Atkins. You can do the lead. He said, no, 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 what you're doing is really right, and I'll just back you up. And that showed me so much about Chet Atkins. And this was true of many, many great musicians in Nashville, the greatest, as a matter of fact. The greater they were, the more they understood where they fit into a certain picture on a record. And they were not there to show off. They were there to support the song and the singer. So this is a beautiful version of the song, complete with Emmylou Harris and Iris DeMent on the harmonies. Are You Tired of Me, My Darling?
Are you tired of me, my darling? Did you mean those words you said that made me yours forever? Since the day when we were wed, and tell me, would you live life over? Could you make another wife? Are you tired of me, my darling? Answer only with your eyes. Do you ever rue the springtime
when we first each other met?
How we spoke in warm affection. Words my heart can never forget. You live life over. Could you make another wife? Are you tired of me, my darling?
Oh,
answer only with your eyes. Think I've grown cold-hearted beneath the love. Are you tired of me, my darling? Oh, answer only with your eyes.
Oh, man, that is gorgeous. I just love the way they did that. That was, of course, Nancy Griffith with Iris Dement and Emmylou Harris on the vocals. Chet Atkins playing the second guitar on that, and I just can't get enough of it. So this album was Nancy's way of saying how much she, as a songwriter, appreciated other songwriters. And other songs that meant so much to her. And we ended the album with a standard made popular by the Weavers. And she, for this, this was Weemaway. And for this, she invited Odetta to join us. And Odetta had been a very important person in my early life in folk music. She was very encouraging to me and Bill Keith when we first met her back in 1960. And she was just a great, great woman. And so she was the king linchpin for this version of Weemaway, which was the crowning moment for this album, Other Voices, Other Rooms, which did win a Grammy for Nancy. And as I said, I think it's certainly one of her very, very best pieces of work. So here we are with Weemaway. Friends, that's it for today. Let's go out with Odetta and Nancy Griffith on Weemaway, capping off Other Voices, Other Rooms. This is Jim Rooney. I'm in it for the long run. Thanks a lot for listening, and I'll see you next time.